All right. How y'all doing this evening? Hopefully everybody had a blessed day. And hopefully everybody was warm out there. And if you had to go out, hopefully you will bundle up, because it sure enough was nippy out there. Oh, have mercy. It's cold. Like, what, 17 degrees out there, Pete? Just make sure if you have to go out, bundle up. If you don't have to go out, stay in the warmth, please, people. That's pneumonia weather out there. Straight up. Well, it has been a very enlightful day. Enlightful, delightful day. Thankful to be able to wake up to see another beautiful day. And at the same time, you already know, when you try to get something done, the devil always likes you to get in your way. So many different hurdles and oppositions trying to get some stuff handled over the phone with different people. I've been hung up on. I mean, it's just crazy. I've been hung up on like 3 times today. These state people, boy, oh boy. It's as though they can do whatever they feel they want to with the client. Not right, it's not right, it's not right. Well, it's a whole lot going on in the media. And I'm just going to tell you a little bit about what's been going on in with our own Delaware, because we have our own Delaware corruption going on down here. And I'm just going to share with you when it comes to my trials and my tribulations, when it comes to my situation with my oldest daughter. Now, she's 14, mentally challenged, and I mean, it's just been one of those, it's been crazy. That's all I can say. She's been beaten, she's been raped. She's seen an officer get shot in the head. She's seen an officer get shot. She's seen a girl get shot in the head. I mean, who wants to live like that? Nobody wants to live like that. But do you think that the state did anything? Not at all. Not at all. She was lost in their care. Didn't have the nerve to pretty much blacklist me, as I say, or blackball me. So I'm just sick of that, as you say, people, seriously. Because if it's not one thing, it's another. And they don't want you to pretty much be all up in their circle, it seems. But it's crazy. But anyway, I'm going to move on. This Gilchrist is my former attorney, a new commissioner of St. County Family Courthouse, and she was representing me with my daughter. Now, Ms. Gilchrist, she failed. When I say failed, I mean she failed to represent me. She failed to represent me. Period. She gave me. She has a lack of experience. Period. Ms. Gilchrist doesn't need to be in her position. When looking for my child and trying to get in contact with Ms. Gilchrist, couldn't get in contact with her. Ms. Gilchrist is a one-woman show, and she was too busy campaigning as a campaign manager. So she was a juggling act of all these different things and couldn't handle what she had to. My whole thing is like, how in the world is Governor Jack Markell, after knowing all this information, going to sit there and still make her a commissioner? That's retaliation, straight retaliation. Didn't have a care in the world for what no one had to say. Just disregarded the evidence. Disregarded the evidence. And still made her a commissioner. That wasn't right. Delaware is going to have to face the fact of who they have as a commissioner, somebody who they have evidence that
has a lack of experience. Complaint. They have evidence of someone who has a lack of experience, and they don't care. Governor Jack McHale does not care. Because if he did, and he after he seen the evidence, he would have not have made Ms. Gretchen Gilchrist a commissioner. He would have not confirmed her as a commissioner. But he sure did. He sure did. Despite, out of retaliation. It's just sad. It's corruption all over. Look what's going on in our nation. That's why the lady at the Department of Justice said it's corruption all over, period. It's all over the place, and it is sickening. It truly, truly is.
That's why we have to put up on situations, because it's crazy. If you don't effort the stuff, it'll make no sense. Because you took the time, you got the evidence together, got the paperwork together, and you still get slapped in the face. Yeah. That's just ridiculous. Very ridiculous. But that's how it is with Delaware. They do not, and they're showing that they do not care when it comes to the people. They are all about their political gains and themselves.
Yeah. What do y'all think about Michelle Obama's comment when she was sitting down talking to Oprah today? She feels as though it's a lack of hope.
Now, that's the last thing I would have thought that would have came out of her mouth. The name of my show is Hope for All, radio show, for a reason. Because if you do not have hope, you don't. I mean, there's pretty much that you have no life. Because you have to have hope to keep you going. You have to have faith. I mean, so she's just like, I'm still trying to wrap my head around that. What's your feedback? What's your take on it? Call in 323-642-1559. Or you can email me at mcassociate4all@gmail.com. I would love to hear from you. I would love to hear your feedback. And the comments, if you leave, I will definitely view them and read them tomorrow. But I was just like, wow, really? Why would she say such a thing? I mean, she said what most of the Americans are feeling. They're feeling hopeless. Like, are you serious? You have this man in president as the president-elect. But y'all have to think, he's not going to be there for a very long time. But the way he is and everything that's going on, you really think that Trump is going to be around for a very long time? I don't think so. He has no respect. He has no respect for no one or nothing. So something's definitely going to happen. And then we have the electoral. So that's why I said we just got to wait and see. Pop that popcorn, sit back, and watch the soap opera. Because that's exactly what it is, a soap opera. Who needs a movie when you got this type of stuff going on? Crazy, but that's a fact. That's reality of the situation. Our whole democracy is pretty much a soap opera. Pretty much a soap opera, and it shouldn't be, but that's what it is. And it's the simple fact that you have Russia. They're sitting there, sitting back, watching everything that's going on, and you know they're sitting back, laughing, and just carrying on. We are a laughing stock. Is America a laughing stock? Shouldn't be. But that's how it's looking, because you have people on TV, not people, you have these political people on TV. I mean, they wilding out. They are wilding out. They're going left field right now, talking about one another, I mean, this is so divided. It's so divided. How can they run a nation in with division? That's not adding up. We're going to have to see what's going to happen. Because this one is definitely remaining to see. So, y'all stay tuned. Because you know I will definitely let you know what is going on. Well, it's almost Christmas. Christmas. That's what I call it. Christmas. It's almost Christmas. What a beautiful day. Are we going to have snow? I don't know. I'm not banking on it. I don't want no snow. But, you know, you always want to know. Always want to know. But I'm praying no snow. No snow, no snow. This is surely going to be a beautiful Christmas. Now, yesterday I spoke to y'all briefly upon a situation with a young lady and her son and his school. And they pretty much were not trying to give her son a diploma and allow him to walk across the stage because he's a high-functioning, autistic child. Young man. Now, that I feel is very, very unfair. So, y'all just keep her in your prayers that she's on the battlefield. She's doing what she got to do in order to, you know, get this overturned because they won't do it. Because nothing is, but they're telling her what they won't do. Even though they have all the resources in order to, you know, do what they have to do in order to get the results they need. But, you know, that's how the cookie crumbles sometimes. That's how the cookie crumbles. Unfortunately. Well, Chris Coon still no show. I mean, I'm just going to continue faxing that office until they turn their fax machine off or get tired. Either or. So, doesn't matter. Well, gonna lose it right out of the life. It's cold out there. I'm still shocked. I'm not even shocked. It's just like, wow. The nippy makes you don't want to go nowhere and do nothing, but, you know, you got to handle your business. They still gonna have to go outside and do something. Just can't sit up in the house all day unless you're retired. And if you're retired, then it's a blessing. Quite blank. Either way. That's what I say. People. My. You understand? People. We have to keep hope alive. We have to remain optimistic that things will definitely change. And I definitely think that things will change. Because you just have to believe. I know it seems like, oh my God, what are you talking about? How in the world are we gonna believe in this type of stuff is going on? I hear you. It's hard, but it's called faith. So therefore you gotta step out on that and just trust and believe. That's all. So, y'all keep holding on, keep open line, keep doing what you're doing, fight for your rights, justice, fight for justice. and everything gonna be all right. Like the song says, everything's gonna be all right. Delaware, Delaware, Delaware. It's not even enough time in the segment to tell you about Delaware. But Delaware is a peaceful place, a nice place where you can raise your children. That's why it's called a retirement state. They are not used to having no little youngins running around here doing a bunch of foolishness. They're gonna put a nip and a tuck in that one. Definitely gotta put a nip in the butt with that one. So it's a must, it's a must, it's a must. I'm gonna give a little, I'm gonna take this little left field. Just slightly. Oh well, thanks. That's something I couldn't do. One thing I always like to say is, like, we have to be grateful. Definitely have to be grateful. Because a lot of people don't have too much to. A lot of people don't have that discernment in their heart. But you definitely got to be grateful for good times and keep those. You definitely have to be grateful in good times, and you got to keep the faith during the bad times. You got to stay positive when life gives you a reason to be negative. And it goes the same, especially when it comes to keeping the faith. It's important. Definitely important. Because definitely want to be able to, just live life. You definitely want to be able to live life freely. So you don't have to feel like, oh, well, this is going to happen because I said you this or this. No, just live your life. Be true to yourself. Always be true to yourself. Not to others. Because that is not going to work. You cannot please people. You cannot please anyone. So you definitely have to, take time out to do what you do. Always see if you can do something nice for somebody. I definitely state that to my young ones on their way out the door. Make sure you be a blessing in someone else's life. Like, just by little things. It don't have to be money or anything like that. The little things. Taking them to the grocery store, having them across the street, or just simply giving them a hug. I was reading a story about some girl. She was having a bad day on Black Friday shopping in Walmart in another state. She had got some really horrible news that her mother had passed away. So she broke down in Walmart, and the lady, she came up to her and just gave her a big old hug. That was very, very nice. So you can't tell me we don't have, kindness like that. Definitely, definitely, definitely nice. And that just goes to show you, keep hope alive. There is people out there that are willing to help those that are willing to help themselves. Definitely got to be willing to help yourself before somebody else can help you. Definitely got to teach that one to our children. Definitely got to. We got to must. Got to teach them these morals and these values. Wow. I am not going to be before you for too much longer because, unfortunately, I know I probably sound a little hoarse, but I am under the weather, just slightly, not too much. But I've been nursing a migraine, so y'all know how it is with my migraine sufferers out there. With that, I'm not going to hold you too much longer. It's been a long day. I don't know about y'all, but I know me. I am beat. And it just seems like I can't get no sleep. Sleep at all. But that's all right. When you're trying to do something positive, sometimes you have those sleepless nights. So you got to make the best of it. And do what you gotta do. As long as you're doing what you gotta do, nothing else matters. It is what it is. So we will see. I see we have some comments. Let's check these out right quick. See what they say. All right, so we definitely out. The next segment, I'm going to try something out new for y'all. So just tune in to the next segment. I'm not going to, talk your head off with just me. I just want to make sure I get the word out there and notify you of different things. That's definitely happening in or around our neighborhood, because we definitely have to be on top of everything that transpires, everything. So, with that said, y'all take it easy. Y'all, just take it easy, bundle up, and tune in each and every night, same time, 6:30 p.m. Peace.